And it is time now for Swimming Upstream, the time of the week where we give you some of the most bingeable content for your weekend. I'm joined in studio by three friends this morning. What a treat. We've got Miriam, Michael and Donna. Guys, good morning. It's all very nice to have you here and to have some friends along for the fun. So let's start this morning. I mean, I'll kick it off. I have been listening to a podcast that I'm super excited about. It's called Family Secrets. And essentially, it is what it sounds like. People come on and they talk about their deepest, darkest family secrets. I listened to three episodes. One was about a woman who was forced to give up a baby in like the 60s.
Oh, no.
And then she found the baby. Another one was about a kid who knew she was adopted but found her birth mother, which was really, really interesting. And then one about a woman who discovered she had an aunt who died in childhood. So these are all people who find out their family secrets and then they talk about them. It's produced by iHeartRadio, which is interesting. I didn't know they were like going into podcasts. Very interesting there. And then it's hosted by a lady named Jenny Shapiro, who, from what I understand, is an author. There's a bunch of episodes wherever you get podcasts. I've been listening to it on Apple Podcasts. There's 10 so far. And I've loved every single one. I've only listened to three, but I'm very into it. I love a good podcast I can cry about.
Yeah, that's really emotional. You can get invested in it.
I'm all about a podcast I can cry over.
Podcast side note, there just seems to be so many. Like, I saw Better Homes and Gardens has a podcast now.
Like, everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, Lifeline.
It's really hard to cut through and, like, figure out the ones you want to listen to.
Yeah, now it's difficult. I only have 24 hours a day.
I know,
I'd
right?
like to sleep for, like, 10 of them, 8 of them.
Minimum.
12 and a half.
Okay, yeah. So what else has everyone been watching? Miriam, what have you been watching?
So I've been watching The Loudest Voice on Stan.
Now, I have heard about this. Give us like a quick rundown. What's it about?
So it chronicles the rise of Fox News from when it was founded in 1996 by Rupert Murdoch and the Fox News chairman, who is Roger Ailes.
Mm.
And it goes until 2012. So every there's five episodes and each is a notable year in that time frame.
Okay.
So basically, you just end up learning a heap about American politics and about how Fox News played such a vital role in shaping the landscape, the political landscape.
Oh, my God. And this is terrifying.
And actually, Russell Crowe plays Roger Ailes.
Yeah, I've heard.
Who is a deeply conservative, had many sexual assault allegations against him.
Oh, really?
Him.
Wow.
You will never have seen Russell Crowe in a role like this.
And he put on like a bit of weight for it too, hey?
He's wearing a fat suit apparently. So I think at the start it's a little bit jarring because you're not used to it.
No.
But he just melds into the role.
The character
perfectly.
Really well. Yeah. Mm. See, I wish I could say I'm wearing a fat suit, but I'm not. It's just fat.
Oh, Jess, don't.
Please, you're fabulous.
Cuddly. I only said it for the compliments. Okay, so Russell Crowe's in it.
Yeah.
Have you watched all five?
No, I think I'm on the fourth one.
Okay, and you're enjoying it?
Yeah, I really like it.
Is it a compelling enough story?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's just the dramatization of power and just the theory sort of. I guess what surprised me is just probably not knowing a heap about Fox News is just how strategic their sort of right-wing commentary and their ideology was. It was built from the very beginning to be this sort of niche in
is
the market.
Are Fox News more closely affiliated with the Republican Party, so the more conservative?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
That's why Donald Trump loves them.
Yeah.
The only thing that annoys me is that the guy playing Rupert Murdoch is a British actor, and he's got like that accent where it's almost Australian,
but
it's
quite.
Got that tinge. It's like
an obviously fake Australian accent.
Yeah, and if you know, you know, and it's irritating.
Okay, that is annoying. Like when wasn't Robert Pattinson tried to do an Australian accent in a film? It was kind of rubbish.
Yeah,
I feel like that.
It's
was
really
a
hard though.
It's like a hard accent to get.
If I wasn't Australian, I couldn't do it.
No, I'm terrible at accents.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
so bad at accents. But no, I hate it when they don't get it right.
Yeah,
just hire an Australian actor.
I know. Surely you can get an old guy to play Rupert Murdoch from Australia.
There's got to be a million old men.
Yeah,
in Australia. Who could have played that role? I mean, anyway, Donna, what have you been watching?
So I was actually going to talk about YouTube, but I just realized on podcasts, I listened to this podcast called How to Fail with Elizabeth Day.
Okay.
And she's this British journo. And what she does is every week she talks to fairly successful people and she asks them, what are three moments where you failed in life?
Oh my God.
And I just love listening to it on the train and stuff when I'm not feeling too great, I'm feeling down. You get to learn about how they process that.
Yeah.
And it can be like one of them, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't do too well in year 12 or I failed my first acting gig or my... There have been driving test ones.
Have there been?
related to.
context there. Donna has failed a couple of driving tests.
Failed four.
But you're going to pass the next one.
Oh, I don't know.
And we could do a whole podcast. It's going to be so great when you do.
Yeah. On driving tests.
Are there any people, like notable people that have stood out for you or have you just loved them all?
They're all actually people I've never heard of.
Really?
Yeah. They're not like huge, huge names.
Yeah,
and
okay.
A lot of them are over in Britain.
Okay.
So they're journalists. Or magazine editors or sports
but people who've gone on to do incredible things
and
then are coming back to talk about their failure.
I'd
love that.
It's pretty nice.
That's a nice one. That's one that's a very motivating one.
Yeah, I feel like I would be motivated.
I feel like I would conquer the world after listening to that one.
Yeah.
Now Michael, you're not going to talk to us about a show necessarily, but you want to talk to us about something in the streaming
world itself. This is the big change that's come to Foxtel and its recent deal with Netflix, which is showing sort of this big shift away from traditional television, which is that the two have partnered to make it so that Foxtel, you can now access and use all of Netflix library through.
So interesting.
Yeah, really weird, because this year, Foxtel announced that in its first 3 months that it lost 100,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Who are almost all going to like streaming services purely.
The cost difference is huge between a Netflix account and a Foxtel account.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very lucky I have both. Now I guess I don't need both if I can access Netflix through Foxtel, though. How interesting.
Yeah, it's because this is really marking the big shift over, because I think Foxtel's big thing going was that it still had like live sport. No one else was doing that. But as we move towards like this big union of streaming services and traditional
like with
television.
Yeah, KO, because now I just use KO to watch sports.
It'll be interesting because we can't really get HBO Go out here, can we, in Australia without using like a VPN blocker. So like that's one of the big reasons I have Foxtel is because I love the HBO programming. Game of Thrones, Westworld, Big Little Lies, those sorts of things that we can't necessarily access otherwise here in Australia.
Yeah.
But that's such a small component of... And if HBO came out here, like, they'd be done. Foxtel would be done, for sure.
Yeah, for
Disney's going to have its own streaming service soon.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
crazy.
What?
So they've released the prototype for the new Foxtel remote. They're releasing a new one, and it has a button on it that just says Netflix.
Oh,
it will take you directly into the service. So they're really leaning into
They're
it
doing
now.
It. They're going to do it. Wow. Yeah. How interesting. Wow, that's going to... Oh, my God. I'm never going to leave my couch. I'm never going to leave my couch. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so they were some really good offers and some really interesting information. So we've got... What was your one called again, Miriam?
The Loudest Voice on Stan.
On Stan. So much good content on Stan.
Yeah, I'm loving
moment.
Stan at the moment.
Stan is, like, kicking goals at the moment.
Absolutely.
Lots of great Stan content. What was your podcast called, Donna?
How to Fail with Elizabeth Day.
How to Fail with Elizabeth Day. I had Family Secrets with Danny Shapiro. And then, of course, if you've got Foxtel... Pop that Netflix integration in there. You did it for your dad, didn't you, Michael?
Oh, it took so long. It's just using the Foxtel remote to go through a keypad. Oh, God. It's just almost not worth it.
Yeah, it's just a lot of effort. But once it's done, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
Until you...
Please re-enter your password.
Yeah, exactly. Until your modem blows up and you have to re-enter all your passwords.
But with all these TVs and shows, we're going to have really good swimming upstream segments.
Oh, yeah.
Lots to talk about. 100%. All right, guys, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks
for having us.